My impression is of a small seaport. The small object on the table fascinated me intensely. I seemed to know what to do with it, for I drew a pocket electric light, or what looked like one, out of my pocket, and nervously tested its flashes. The light was not white, but violet, and seemed less like true light than did some radioactive bombardment. I recall that I did not regard it as a common flashlight. Indeed, I had a common flashlight in another pocket. It was getting dark, and the ancient roofs and chimney pots outside looked very queer through the bullseye window panes. Finally, I summoned up courage and propped the small object up on the table besides the book, then turned the rays of the peculiar violet light upon it. The light seemed now to be more like a rain of hail or small violet particles than like a continuous beam. As the particles struck the glassy surface at the center of the strange device, they seemed to produce a crackling noise like the sputtering of a vacuum tube through which sparks are passed. The dark glassy surface displayed a pinkish glow, and a vague white shape seemed to be taking form at its center. Then I noticed that I was not alone in the room, and put the ray projector back in my pocket. But the newcomer did not speak, nor did I hear any sound whatever during all the immediately following moments.